Okay, before we tune into Inner Sanctum Mysteries, take a listen to how this show was created from the man who created it, Hyman Brown.
Inner Sanctum, I was doing Dick Tracy, and it was very, very successful. And in those days, we had live sound effects. I'm talking about the late 30s. So you'd have a whole series of doors. There was a door for when you went into the bank, and then there was a door when you went into a farmhouse. Then there was a screen door, and there was a jail door. There were all kind of, there was one door that, where the hinges were gone, and the door was practically gone, that squeaked and creaked. And I would use that when we were doing a Mysterioso type of storyline. That door was door number 11B or some such thing, and I would write down, bring that door to the studio that day. But that door really talked to me. That door said, make me a star. So I was doing at that time Grand Central Station. That was for Listerine. And Listerine was a house agency, had an advertising agency, has a house agency, Lambert and Feasley. Lambert Pharmaceutical still makes, their name still goes with Listerine. And there was, the head of Lambert Pharmaceutical used to play golf with a man called Harry Hoyt, who was the head then of Carter's Little Liver Pills. The NBC would not accept Carter's Little Liver Pills for advertising. Can you believe that? They would not take a laxative. It was not fitting within the confines of what they considered proper. But Mr. Hoyt came to me out of a clear blue sky one day, and he said, I've heard rumors that NBC was going to split up and become two different networks, the red and the blue. And the blue network called me and said, we will take laxative advertising because we want business. Will you come and tell me what you have that's like Grand Central Station? I know how much they pay you. I'll pay you the same, and I may have you on the air with a series for Carter's and Liver Pills, 1940. I had a show called The Creaking Door, and he loved The Creaking Door. But he said, I don't like the title. Don't ask me why. It put some ideas in his head, I suppose. I don't know. And out of just sheer nonsense, because I was a kid then, 1940, I was really young at this, I said, there were a series of, I saw an ad in the New Yorker magazine, which had just begun in 1928, and was beginning to become a very important magazine, for a Simon & Schuster series of mysteries and detective stories called Inner Sanctum Mysteries. Oh, he said, that'd be a great title. Inner Sanctum, the creaking door, you go in, and you don't know what's on the other side of the door, said I. Fine. So now I had to get the rights to Sanctum Mysteries, which I went and got from Simon & Schuster. We plugged a book every other week or some such thing. They gave me all the rights to Inner Sanctum.